Continuing with our 2021 spring season recaps, we were joined by head coach Matt Klein of the Hastings Raiders boys golf team. And even though we didn't know much as to what to expect on and off the course when it came to COVID, masks, or anything outside of golf, the Raiders really played well in all facets throughout this 2021 campaign.
You know, I mean, you just have to take it for what the day is. I mean, when you're playing in a spring sport, you know, outside of COVID, usually you're dealing with weather as your biggest variable. And, you know, our kids, you know, they're great student athletes first. You know, I commend our kids for golf. It tests you in a lot of different ways, obviously physically with your game. But, you know, obviously, you know, being a student athlete, academics is so important. And much of our season is spent during the school day. So to have our team GPA end where it did, above 3.5, just gives great credit in the reserve and the resolve for the kids that we have. You know, again, obviously getting better as athletes, but again, how they adapt with COVID, now getting back to your question, is kind of par for the course.
We can't even talk about the fun stuff on the course yet without mentioning that 3.5 grade point average as a team. On and off the course, this was a great group of kids.
It's part of maturing, right? And, you know, everybody has a different plate. And, you know, some of our kids work part-time. Some, you know, are part-time golfers, as we like to call them, you know, with what we do. But it's just that balancing act. That first comes from home. We support home and wherever we can. You know, we have the same access to see, you know, how they're doing in the classroom as well. But, it's just kind of a well-rounded circle. And, you know, obviously the coaching is part of it. But, you know, when you have good kids, good things happen. And you got good families and a good plan, better things happen. And, you know, that's what we're kind of blessed to have right now, which is a lot of fun.
There were so many great courses and fun, memorable moments this team will never forget. Coach Klein with more.
No, absolutely. I mean, this year, I'm just thinking back, we go down to the Jewel in Lake City, which is a Hale Irwin design course, which is beautiful. We've been at the Royal Club, and again, that is in Annika Sorenstam and Arnold Palmer co-design. And then, you know, we're going up to Keller, obviously a lot of history at Keller Golf Club. You know, again, we play in Mendocota, a lot of country clubs, Southview, but I was just getting a really short story really quick here. Something our boys will never, ever forget. We started this year, we took on Park in a duel where each team brought up 12 golfers, and we called it the 61 Cup. So, you know, we had a rider mat format, and we were the inaugural, you know, champions of the cup. We have a trophy, but, you know, that's not the part they're going to remember. Our boys are going to remember, and Cash Grove kids, as we're going off the first tee, the Minnesota Wild were in between playoff games, and the Wild were on the back nine, just taking over the whole course, and man, where our kids were hitting the ball that day, I don't know if they're doing that on purpose or not, but man, we got some handshakes, knuckles, and some autographs on that round, so it was pretty cool.
With COVID, the schedule evolved throughout the 2021 season. Coach Klein with more.
So, I mean, it changed as the season went on with, you know, different variances that we're allowed to do. But early, we're only allowed to have 14 teams at most at an event, so for an invitational. Now, that only is for our non-conference opportunities, in which we have right around 5 to 6 in a year. Our conference play, there's two events where all conference teams play the same time, same course, same tee, but the other 8 are all done usually in tries, so there's 3 teams. You know, that was on cue for what our kids have done, you know, in the past few years. I would probably say the one big difference is we played a lot more duels, and with a duel, we're allowed to bring more kids, and we're allowed to get more feedback because you're playing, instead of playing just 6 kids, you're bringing 12 to the same course, same tee, same opportunity. Which, again, when we have a program like we have, the numbers are a great thing. I mean, with COVID, we're only allowed to keep grades 9 through 12 this year, but to get 12 kids in that atmosphere and grow their game and just experience this at this level was pretty unique, and it's something, you know, we learned, but we're going to continue to do moving forward as well.
Coach Klein's favorite match from the 2021 campaign.
It's kind of fun to start with this one, but I'll say our conference championship. It was at the end of the season, obviously being the championship, but we came in a tie for 4th place, and again, with where our abilities were, you know, that's kind of in the ballpark where we should be. That was the 3rd time our kids saw Keller. We saw it once in a try with Hill Murray in St. Thomas. We also saw it in our Ryder Cup format against Park of Cottage Grove. I mean, that was attention to detail. We did it on purpose, but our kids are very comfortable, you know, coming to Keller for the 3rd time. From 1 to 6, we had our number 6 player shot an 80. Again, we had multiple strong rounds, and we put up our best score of the year with a 314. Again, it was just really nice to see the work being done and just kind of getting to that finish and having them perform, you know, under those circumstances. Again, just very happy for the kids and what they were able to do that day, but it was just how they got there was what I was probably most proud of.
Coach Klein is looking forward to keeping the numbers healthy heading into the 2022 season.
Absolutely. And no, and it's a good time. As long as you can make it fun, you're going to get people to come back. And what I'm going to lead with that is, like, this year we're only allowed to keep student-athletes between grades 9 and 12. So we ended up keeping 24 kids this year. But I worked with Hastings Golf Club to set up an experience for any kid that was grades 5 through 12 that, you know, maybe golf team isn't for you if you're in high school, or maybe you're a middle school kid that, you know, wants to be in the golf team but you just simply can't this year. So we created this Raider League where kids had 16 nine-hole rounds with 16 20-minute group lessons with a pro there, Ryan Stockwell. We actually had 23 kids sign up from that during the school year. I'd be surprised if that number hasn't grown this summer, but just seeing where our numbers are, we're just short of 50 there, and that's a pretty cool place to be, keeping kids active and having fun and creating these life habits, obviously just with a great game.